This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
I'm doing great today, Kevin. Thank you for asking. Get here to work. Drive wasn't too bad today. For anybody that's stuck heading north on 75 right now, we're sorry for you, but thanks for being with us on this terrible moment that you're dealing with. But the drive into work was nice. Kids are almost done with school. Summertime's about to hit. The heat yesterday was the hottest it's going to be for the rest of the year, I hope.
Oh, I doubt that. What do we top out? 102, 103? I mean, I would love to tell you, yeah.
What's the hottest you think it's going to get this year? Or do you think it's just going to be like very high?
108.
108?
Yeah.
Because we got 113 one year, and that was, I went for a walk that day.
It's ridiculous.
But I'm kind of curious if it's going to, you know, it's going to be one of those like really hot or just like it's 100 for 70 straight days. You know, one of those kind of things.
Look, it all sounds awful. It's going to be hot. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever talk to somebody, just leave the conversation. And they don't have anything to talk about. And they're like, oh, do you think it's going to be hot this summer? No, I think this is going to be the first Texas summer in, I don't know, forever that's not super duper hot. Of course, I think it's going to be hot. Now, you guys brought up something just before this, and then we're going to get to the Rangers. How many people have had like a credit card or their identity stolen and only used to a very low degree? Because like I think about like you got your identity stolen and they bought like they try to buy a car or, you know, whatever, like a big, big purchase, lots of furniture and stuff. But then you guys were telling stories about like they used it at the McDonald's and that was it. Like, not that that's not inconvenient, because it definitely is. But is that a big thing where people steal an identity and they're like, I'm going to use it very judiciously?
So the reason this pops up, Alec, is because my Netflix account got hacked the other day. And I was like, hold on, what's happening here? So I went around the house asking every person in the house, did you change the password? And I, you know, like, I really want to threaten them. And they were, everybody was like, no, I didn't. And I believed all of them because of their faces. And then out of nowhere, my Hotmail account, yeah, I still use Hotmail.
Me too.
Was like, hey, you've been compromised. And I was like, oh no. So I went and changed, you know, lots of different passwords and stuff. And that's tough. Changing passwords is ridiculous.
No, I agree.
It's the most complicated thing. But then, as Alec was talking, I realized Adrian's, her credit card got compromised because of AT&T. There was a big break in AT&T, and so her credit card was one of them. And the people that that stole it, they bought something in Whataburger in Houston, and then they bought something at Gator Bowl in Louisiana, and then at that point it was stopped. But she's been hit a couple different times since then, thanks to AT&T. So AT&T, help me out, please.
This is the weirdest thing. Whenever, because you get worried, you're like, oh no, they're gonna load up my credit card, they're gonna buy a bunch of furniture. Yes. And luckily I haven't had that happen to me yet. I know it'll happen eventually, but it's happened to my dad a few times. And the most recent time I remember, it was literally his McDonald's app that he never uses.
The McDonald's app?
Yeah, he rarely uses it. Somebody got into his account and he had a payment method in there. It was in New York. Of all places, they go to a McDonald's there and they place the mobile order for like a cheeseburger and a medium Sprite. And like, that is it. They did not make any other
purchases.
Not even
a large Sprite?
No, like they didn't even they didn't even say, hey, let's get a combo meal or something. No, no side of fries, nothing. It was like a $4 charge. And he was like, I'm not even mad at this person. I feel bad for them that they stole my info and they said, I'm still only going to get $4 worth of stuff. I still have a soul, I guess.
See, from the 254, the reason why they use it in those small amounts is hoping you don't catch it. And from the 214, just happened to me this weekend, somebody spent $150 on my Amazon card. Yeah, that's fascinating. I'm sure there are some people who wouldn't even notice it. And then there are other people who are like, no, I'll absolutely be all over there.
The police are on their way, mofos.
Yeah, they are. From the 806, my buddy's wife had her credit card stolen. They would make reasonable Target purchases in Walmart. Took forever to notice. Because Adrian shops at Target all the time. I would never, I'd be like, would you get at Target? She'd be like, man, I don't know. It's probably just a couple shirts. Was it 75, 77? Is that how much it cost? I don't remember. You need to keep track of this stuff.
Did you get a receipt? No.
Because back in the day, if you wanted to return something, you needed the receipt. Now you just need the credit card. You don't even need the receipt anymore.
And then depending on which employee you get, you might not need anything. That might be like, that's fine.
Yeah, sure. Go get another one.
Yeah, I'm just going to get a gift card. Is that good? And you're like, I feel like in some of those occasions, if you'll accept a gift card, then you can return whatever the hell you want. They're like, we take a gift card? Yeah, I got these four things. Yeah. No problem. Doot, doot, doot,
doot. Mm-hmm. These diapers already have doo-doo in them.
Oh, my God. Too far, Corey.
It's a Rodney Carrington joke.
Too
far. I don't want to steal that.
I'm going to transition out of that by saying, give me cut number two. That's what we should do. Open the show every time with something fun until Corey says something. They're like, all right, well, we're done with that.
That'll be pretty quick.
Give me cut number two, and let's talk about them Texas Rangers.
Here's the 2-1 swing, and that's not on the ground. It's deep out into right center field. This one is gone into the Rangers bullpen. An opposite field shot for Adolis Garcia, his sixth home run of the season, and the Rangers lead it 8-3.
And the Rangers would go ahead and finish out that sweep. I know it's tough to sweep any team, but we go back to the beginning of the series, and I absolutely felt like you had to sweep this series, not just to get back momentum in the standings, but because I'm not sure everybody fully realizes just quite yet how terrible the Rockies are.
Well, and for your own confidence purposes,
I can see that.
Having three straight wins against a team and knowing that they couldn't beat you, even when you started off, the series started off slow for them. 2-1 was not a fast start for that.
True.
But they slowly...
You were looking like you were going to lose that
game. Dollinger looked like he was the Jacob deGrom out there. But slowly you started to gain confidence. And that's what Bochy really wants to see in his team. And last night, I think it was Jake Berger's double late in the game that I was like, all right, yeah, they're back. That was a double into the gaps. And that's what you're looking for. I know Adolis, why they had home runs, like... And by the way, Adolis' home run was a rocket. That reminded me of like a Juan Gonzalez home run.
Oh, yeah, where it was out like that.
Yeah, it's like 10 feet high the whole way, and it just whoom. But doubles into the gaps, those shots that are opposite field. All the home runs were opposite field last night. Like that's take what the pitch is. Don't go up there and just try and uncork every time and try and pull one down the line. And Semien, that's his approach. That's his at-bat. He feels comfortable with that. But Boone is saying, we're not doing that. We're taking what the pitch is. If it's outside and away, drive it outside and away. You have enough power to send it opposite field home run too.
One of the things that I was impressed with, and if you want to give credit to Brett Boone, that certainly makes sense. If you think this has been an evolving process throughout the year, is I think the Rangers have done a significantly better job with plate discipline.
Yes.
Whether that
1,000%.
Whether that ends up in a walk or just ends up like taking that pitch that you normally were going to swing at. We talked about how their chase rate was the outside of the zone was the highest in all of Major League Baseball. And it is still a small sample size, but you've started to see that move into a more reasonable direction with either longer counts or more walks.
Kevin, I like this Evan Grant article on the Morning News about Josh Young specifically. And I've been very adamant that Josh Young goes up there and tries to get his best swing off and every time, even if it's 3-0, he's like, oh, that's a strike. I'm parking this one. And here's the line from the piece. Even took a 3-0 heater right down the middle. Nobody could have blamed him for swinging at that one. borrowing from a Boone story he told last week, Edgar Martinez is unselfish in its inability to rub off on teammates. Well, if Josh Jung takes a walk, everybody can take one. Turns out, almost everybody did. The Rangers walked seven times with two of them scoring and Jung forcing another run with his. We've talked about Josh Jung's leadership and importance on this team. Yeah. And over the last two seasons, we've seen when he's not there, they're not the same team. And then he comes back and they're a little different. I don't know what it is. I don't know what his personality, the fact that he just loves all his teammates the way that he does and he supports them that way and they all see him as that leader. But you see it. He's taking walks. Everybody else in the room's like, hold on. I can be more patient at the plate, and it's going to pay. I think it's going to pay off every game. One of the things, Kevin, I was in the clubhouse one day, and Ian Kinsler was walking through. This is a long time ago. Ian Kinsler's walking through, and the Yankees and Red Sox are playing, and they're kind of watching the game, paying attention to it. And Ian Kinsler goes, doesn't it feel like every one of these at-bats is 10 minutes long?
Yeah.
And I don't care. I'm fine with that. Make them all 10 minutes long. Work a pitcher over. Get yourself into a better position to hit.
Now, I'm really intrigued. I just want to read this one going back to what we started with, and we'll bounce back to the Rangers. My wife had her identity stolen, and they charged $6,000 on a credit card, but then started paying it off.
Oh. They started paying off the credit card?
I would love for you to follow up with any more details.
Did they find out that they were like using other money to pay it off? Yeah. They were like, we gotta pay it off because otherwise we can't keep using it.
I definitely want to know more about that entire situation. So, the Texas Rangers get the sweep. They also won the series against the Detroit Tigers. They start today against the Houston Astros, which you can hear all of those games right here on 105.3 The Fan. I wanted to throw in the power rankings.
Okay.
Where would you put the Rangers in the power rankings right now? Because they have won five in a row, two against a really good team, three against probably the worst team in the history of baseball. And I'm not exaggerating about that.
So I feel like they were in the 2021 range last week.
Okay.
I'll bump them up three spots. I'll give them to the 18 spot.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 17.
Ooh.
I'm going to hedge my bet here.
Usually we pick and there's one in between and we nail it. That's the one. Kevin's like, oh, y'all were both so close.
This time you didn't because it's just one apart. So they're not 17 and a half. So Colorado is still 30th. You can go ahead and black out that spot for the rest of the year. Just put a bar there. You didn't need
Colorado
to change it.
So
they suck. They are the worst team in baseball, and they might be the worst modern baseball team we've ever seen.
Then do you walk away from this series going, hey, man, it's the Rockies?
Yes.
Even though you swept 100%. Them like you said you
100%.
Had to.
100%.
So they take down Hunter Brown, then and you're feeling a little different?
Then it's a different deal. And look, and I do put a lot of credence in beating Detroit. We talked about going into that. Detroit was on freaking fire into that series. So for me, it was just you won three games that you damn sure should have won those three games to help your overall record. But if you hang in there and topple Houston or New York, even in these series, then I think you can look at it and be like, look at the last four series, three of them against good teams, and we have been fine in these scenarios, even without Corey Seager. And then I think you're definitely moving in the right direction. All right, so let's go to the top of the list. It is the Los Angeles Dodgers that are number one, followed by the Mets, followed by the team we just mentioned, the Detroit
Rangers.
Tigers. Oh. I'm sorry, they're not that high.
Okay.
The Detroit Tigers are third on this list. Like I said, they have been on a roll. I put a lot of stock in beating them. Do you know in their last 10 games, the Detroit Tigers are 8-2. Those two losses were against the Texas Rangers.
I can't flip off the...
I mean, you can.
You've done.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's for sure. Then you go Padres and Yankees to round out the top five. This is what's interesting to me. Seattle is number nine. All right, when I tell you Seattle's number nine, you see how close the Rangers are. Does that do anything to change your predictions, or do you guys want to stay?
No, because they were so far down for me, and they still have so much room to climb. So I'm not just going to launch them up in the top 10 because they've had a few good games.
And right now, they're in the midst of it. They're marinering it up. That's what I'm going to go with. I should have said Seattling it up. But yeah, they're starting to fall back down to earth. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. So the Mariners are ninth. Then you move down a bit and you get into the 17, 18, 19 grouping. And that's where I think ESPN, maybe they looked at the play. They might have also looked at the records, and they're like, I don't know. Let's just stick them all together. And that is exactly what they did. So the A's are 19th, the Rangers are 18th, and the Astros are 17th. So the Rangers moved up one spot. They were 19th last week. Now they're 18, which is kind of weird if you think about it. They moved Detroit up two spots. And so, like, in that
after their losses to the Rangers
in that last
week,
it's
the most ridiculous claim in the history of baseball.
This time I'm with you on John Smoltz. I am with you on that. But yeah, so 17 for the Astros, 18 for the Rangers, and 19 for the A's. And I like it because not all power rankings should be dictated strictly by record. So you see, they're like, hey, let's put all those three teams together and let's put a giant amount of space between the Mariners. So ESPN still thinks the Mariners are far and away the best team in this division for now, even though you've seen the standings get very compacted.
Kevin has been just crapping on the Mariners all. I mean, since last year is when I really saw it start to pick up.
Look, man, I'll believe it when it happens. The Mariners are the regular season Cowboys of baseball.
Oh, dude.
So look, for the Cowboys, usually they wait to let you down until the playoffs, usually the first round.
So they get there.
Sometimes the second, but they get there. And so they're better than the Mariners. The Mariners are like, don't worry. We'll let you down in the regular season. Occasionally, they'll wait to the postseason to let you down. But usually, they'll do it in the regular season.
That's what I'm hearing.
I respect that consistency.
I like this from the 469. Why doesn't Texas pretend every team is Colorado? As easy as that, guys. Head out there against Houston, baby.
I just don't think you'll see all of the Houston players walking into the stadium like they were just on the Oregon Trail, already defeated.
Malnutrition.
Yes, exactly. They lost their manager to dysentery, and just like that's what I think.
Yeah, he gets to do his true desire, fish.
Yes,
and ski.
I think the Rockies just walk into the stadium like dragging a bat behind them, and they're just like, I don't care.
Like that kid in Meet the Robinsons, the one that couldn't sleep all the time because of his brother. Do you remember this movie?
I don't know if I've seen that.
Go check
movie.
Him out. I'll pull up a picture. He looks exactly like what you're describing.
See, but the death blow for Colorado was on Monday because they fired their manager and they won the game and they're like, hey, we can do this. Then they had a potential no-hitter going, and then Wyatt Langford, yeah, that is what the Colorado Rockies look like. And then Wyatt Langford hit a home run for their first hit, and that was the game-winning run, and they're like, that's it, we're done. We are done.
That's it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, puck around and find out Game 5 tonight. And what is one word you would use to describe the Stars' playoff run thus far?
Fun.
We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
He'll get it all the way across to Drysdale to the middle. The shot saved by Hill. The rebound, they're jamming away. Scores! The Edmonton Oilers pour off the bench. They win it 1-0 in overtime and win the series 4-1.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Edmonton advances to the Western Conference Finals, which means if the Stars win tonight or win any of the next three games, hopefully tonight though, they will get a rematch with Edmonton in the Western Conference Finals. Were you guys, because we're going to talk about the Stars here, give me one word to describe the Dallas Stars playoff run thus far. Were y'all invested in this series at all, knowing that like this would be your next opponent?
Yeah, keeping an eye on what Draisaitl and McDavid are doing, knowing that Skinner kind of got pulled and
Man,
then all of a sudden comes back and
stepped it up for sure.
Pitches two shutouts was kind of concerning. So, yeah, I was keeping an eye on it. But honestly, Kevin, I was kind of anticipating it this whole run because it was the matchup last year.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want revenge for that. And I keep saying this. Now I feel like you're evenly matched and better matched because now you have Mikko. When last year you had a very balanced team, but everybody was kind of looking around the room going, who's going to be the guy tonight? And now everybody knows Mikko will take it. He will be the guy that says, guys, I'll do it for you. And he'll take double teams. If it comes down to it and it's a battle, he's going to try and fight and win for the goal. So I was keeping up with it, knowing that now this is a really fun matchup of McDavid versus Mikko, you know, and then the rest of the Stars group together. And I think we're just as talented, if not more talented and balanced.
Ooh, okay, I like that. If Skinner, hopefully Skinner goes back to Earth, comes
hopefully
back to
so.
Earth too, because
but
his
last
two games.
Otter doesn't.
Yes, agreed, agreed, agreed. All right, so game five tonight. I also want to know if you guys think the Stars will close things out tonight, but what's one word to describe the Dallas Stars playoff run thus far? If you guys don't mind, I would love to throw out a word to start.
Fine.
Thanks. And that's not my word. Fine. Gritty. All right. So we go back to earlier in the Winnipeg series. What was everybody talking about? Oh, the Stars have only led 17.4% of the time and blah, blah, blah. And like you could view that as a negative, although we've clearly seen that shift over the last couple of games. I viewed it as a positive, is especially in the Colorado series. There was times when it looked like you were definitively not the best team on the ice. And then they, as the game went along, they're like, the hell we're not.
Right.
And they would end up getting the win.
They wear you down by the third
yes,
period.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Now, I think you look at this Winnipeg series and you can say, okay, I think we are definitively the best team on the ice. But one of the reasons you've been able to prove that is because of the toughness. So I get like toughness, physicality. I'm going to go with gritty because I think if you include the Colorado series, they were able to pull out a couple of wins that maybe they probably should not have won.
I'm going to go with exhausting.
Because we're not even halfway done.
No, we're not even half. Are we halfway done? Yeah, we're halfway done with this series. But like barely, and it just
hopefully not.
It feels like we've crawled to this. Yeah, hopefully it's done. That run against Colorado felt like it was 2 months long.
Yeah,
and I know the hockey playoffs are the biggest grind in all of playoffs, but this one has just felt like it's been exhausting, and every night is kind of exhausting too. That being said, they're willing to go through it. Those guys on the ice are willing to put themselves through every moment of it. And I'm very happy with that. I'm exhausted for them. And you know what? You know what, Stars? If y'all want me to be exhausted for you and have these 8:30 puck drops every or 8:50 puck drops all the time and, you know, be exhausted in the morning, I'm fine with it. I'm perfectly okay with it. The exhausting part isn't a negative. This is a positive thing because, again, as you said, Kevin, they exhaust the opponent by the third period, too. And whenever if they have to get into an overtime, they feel pretty confident there.
Now, from the and this is fair, and we'll deal with this if the Stars win tonight or in Game 6 or whenever. I guess Game 7 would be the next one. I still have PTSD from hearing Draisaitl so many times last year from the 469. That makes sense to me. Here's some of the words, and then, Alec, I want to get yours. From the 972, fantastic. I like that a lot. From the 214, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I don't even know what it means. But if you say it fast enough, yeah. You get a little nauseous.
And do I have any idea if they spelled it right? No, but I was able to figure out exactly what word they were going for. From the 682, dominant. From the 903, confident. Alec, what say you?
I want to say late because of all these puck drops, but I think the word I would use is responsive.
Okay,
I like
yeah.
that.
And I think that's a game-by-game basis that they've proven that to be a fact where you can see it sometimes within the game. Maybe they give up a power play goal. What do you see instantly? Then they find ways to be physical without getting themselves put back in the box. They just score early and often after giving up an easy goal like that. Something that sticks out to me is that it feels like they've had an answer for almost everything compared to the last few playoff runs where, kind of like Corey was saying, last year it was who's going to be that guy. Now it feels like they have a guy in any situation, whether it has to be Granlund if Mikko is getting, you know, double and triple teamed, if he's just not getting any shots, any good looks. They have a response to every loss. Yeah. It feels like they come out of the gates firing after every loss. And it might not be on the stat sheet. It might not be actual shots on goal, but it might be Leon Bischel out there laying people out flat on their back right out of the gates, smiling at people while he's chirping at them and they're grabbing on his jersey. Like it feels like there's a response to every single negative thing that comes their way so far. And that's something that I haven't really felt in some of the past playoff runs, like namely the Vegas series a couple years ago. It feels like, you know, that was like, well, we can see the writing on the wall. This is going to end soon. Now it feels like, hey, game one loss, game two loss, it doesn't matter. I feel like they have, whether it's Pete DeBoer, whether it's the team themselves getting together, they have a response for everything.
Yep.
This is a really interesting question.
From the
214, can y'all make it easier for someone like me? Are the Stars the Knicks, Nuggets, Thunder, or Pacers of hockey? So I've kind of like already changed my mind while thinking about this question, because originally I was going to say the Knicks, all right, in the midst of a long championship drought and a whole lot of very good players, but maybe not like the dude.
But
like
the Knicks haven't been that close, right? In recent history, yeah, it feels like they've been very far from it.
It has been a minute since they've been that close, but the roster makeup kind of reminds me of the Stars. But then as the playoffs have gone along, you've absolutely seen Mikko be the dude.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes me kind of wonder, are they the Thunder? They're loaded. They have a front and center person, and they're the favorite to take it down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if that helps.
It's pretty close. It's still kind of missing because the Thunder have been not that close either, but I see what you're saying about
the
roster.
It's not an absolute comparison because there are elements of the Nuggets in there as well.
I like the Thunder in that conversation.
Yeah.
And I was trying to see if it was the T-Wolves, but I feel like Edmonton is more that. I might be wrong about that
for sure.
too. So
because Edmonton has the flash.
Yeah.
Like they just do. Hopefully that's not going to matter, but it is going to have some similarities.
That's a good question.
If you play Edmonton, if you advance, hopefully, it's going to have a lot of similarities to Colorado in terms of you're like, hey, do they have two of the best four or five players on the face of planet Earth? And you're like, I don't know, probably.
From the 972, taking a word from Daryl Ray's dictionary, larceny. I love it.
Look, I said in the Colorado series, I absolutely agree with that.
Larceny is a great word.
From the 214, heart. The Stars have miles of heart, and you have to have that if you're going to make it through the Stanley Cup playoffs. outstanding.
I think DeBoer would agree with the miles of heart thought on that for sure. Yeah. He loves this team.
No, I agree with that for sure. All right, in terms of tonight's game.
Fergalicious.
Fergalicious.
I love that
man,
word.
Man, how long did that come out? Was that like 15 years ago that came out?
Gosh, or
it feels like it's been a long time.
He is old.
So I'm going to go back to this because I think this has been the defining characteristic of this series outside of the home and road splits. That's the reason why I think Winnipeg's got a shot in this game. I think if it goes to game six, hopefully it doesn't. I think the Stars are going to run them, man.
I go with the idea, just watching Mark Messier's response when he was like, you know, I'm trying to go with these sounds.
That time, that was the audio, I believe.
Yeah, and he's a player that's seen it. And these guys know, and these guys that have been in the game and been in these series, they understand. It goes back and forth, and when you go home, it does have a major advantage.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And the desperate team that popped in the conversation, he was like, they're going to be desperate when they get back there. I think we're going to see game six in Dallas. And so I'm with you on that, in that I think that you're going to get everything you got from the Winter Pigs tonight. Yeah, I think you're definitely going to get everything you got from them. And that's what I'm calling them. But that's an advantage to DeBoer, because DeBoer is such a genius. When he's watching it, he's like, okay, I'm picking up on that. They did this, this, and this. They're going to try it again in game six, and we're going to have something to match it.
Yeah.
And so I think a loss tonight wouldn't be a bad thing. It would be an advantage for the Stars, actually.
As opposed to a win?
Win would be amazing. Like, that would be awesome. I'd love it. But I'm not looking at it as if they lose, that was a big problem for us.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to, because you're getting everything they got. And you're probably looking at it going, I don't have to adjust. I'm doing what I've done for three games right now.
I'm gonna go back to the special teams. It has been probably the deciding factor in this series, and I think you're going to see it again tonight. I think this game is...
Realize it was such an advantage for us until yesterday when you pointed all
absolutely.
That out.
Absolutely, and I think the game is going to tilt one way or another, hopefully the Stars' way. based on special teams, because you go back to Winnipeg, they have been dreadful on the power play in this series. 1 for 16.
Gross.
All right, so you're converting at about a 7% clip, or you can just be like, or they did it one time. Now, that wasn't a home game, and I will point that out, but you have seen the Stars be significantly better on the power play, obviously significantly better on the penalty kill, and I wonder if that's going to make the difference. I wonder if you could get that early power play goal again or have that early penalty kill that would set the tone for you still can't score with a man advantage on us, and we can't. I'll be really curious, yeah, to see if that can, like, tilt the balance, because you're right. Desperate team. I agree with that. I wonder if you could find a, let's go to first intermission with a 2-0 lead. If Winnipeg's
yes, they would quit. I didn't see the quit in the last game. They looked like they were battling up until the last second. I didn't see that quit on their face. That's why I think they're going back home going, okay, we're giving everything we got in game five. Because I didn't see them quit. But yeah, you're right. You're up 2-0 at the end of the first period. That's a team that goes, we're broken. Sorry, guys. We can't do it tonight. Mike used to say that all the time. Guys, yeah, we can't do it. We might as well go ahead and quit. And I was like, what? But that would be the mindset that would be the mindset of them at down 2-0 in that period. I go back to Utah whenever the Mavs made them quit. And Donovan Mitchell was like, I don't even want to play in this game. And then the team broke apart.
It's good to see that that's carried over to a new location. For the KNC Masterpiece right here. Sorry, Donovan. On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Will the reinstatement of Pete Rose impact the Hall of Fame cases of the steroid users? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Here's the pitch to Langford. And there's a high drive well hit to right field. Back goes Bouchard at the wall. That ball is history. An opposite field two-run homer for Wyatt Langford. A laser beam. Line shot home run. Oppo Taco, and it's 2-0 Rangers.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Now, we're going to get to more historical context in just a minute, but let's start with current baseball things. The Twins, they swept the Orioles, extended their winning streak to 10. They swept a doubleheader, against the Orioles. They were 13-20. Now they're 23-20. So not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination, but that is an amazing turnaround where people early on.
10 games.
Yeah, they were probably like, our team sucks.
In a row. Yes. The Rockies could do that at any point.
No.
All right.
They can't.
Okay.
They can't. I was about
to
make
twins did.
I was about to make one of those stupid one-sided bets where there's nothing in it for me if I win.
I almost did that the other night with the Cooper Flagg thing. I literally, Kevin, we're sitting here and you were like, we're going to get Cooper Flagg. And I was like, it could happen, but it won't.
Yeah.
And then I was going to say, I'll shave my eyebrows if we do.
Oh.
And I remembered a long time ago, Kevin told me, all right, y'all should listen to Kevin. Don't make a bet where you don't have something on the line in return.
Yeah.
And one of our friends, Sterling.
Or else you're just saying things.
Shaved his eyebrow.
Yeah, for nothing.
For nothing. So make sure you might get something in return.
Man, that could be a fun segment. Which retroactive bet do you wish you could have made or had made? Like, it was on the table, but you were like, I'm going to pass on that. And then you're like, son of a gun, I wish that would happen. By the way, go out of your way last night to see the alley-oop over the fence catch with the Red Sox. So Abreu, who has already crushed the Rangers into submission, he ends up getting a catch off of Rafaela. I think it's Rafaela who jumps up at the wall and pulls the ball back in, and then the other one is right there to catch it. It is super cool. And I just wanted to mention that. Sorry, I didn't ask for the audio. But if you get the opportunity to see the combination home run saving catch, it really is something to see.
Your description was amazing. I mean, I relived it.
Could have done Could have done better. You know what? You know why I ran into problems there? I knew exactly what happened, but I was like, crap, I forgot which one scooped it out and which one caught it.
It's okay.
And so I was like,
ooh. Like I said, your description really took me to the place.
That's right. Like Jodie Foster in Contact. All right. Let's go to Pete Rose. So he got reinstated by baseball. We talked about that yesterday. But
what?
You were here. But Corey, you brought up something that was intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this sets precedent for A-Rod, Barry Bonds, people who have like otherwise kind of been blacklisted by Major League Baseball, even if they weren't officially like on the ineligible list? So I'm going to start with you.
That's interesting. You go ahead, finish.
Do you think that like, hey, this was unforgivable, but then he died, so it was fine? And so maybe you can put him in the Hall of Fame. Do you think that will equate to people who are still alive and be like, hey, we could put you in the Hall of Fame while you're alive?
So this is a little bit different because the writers are the ones that have been keeping him out.
That's true.
Not baseball. And I say him, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire. I'm trying to think of all the names that are kind of blacklisted here.
Yeah, those are the four I think of. A-Rod, Bonds, McGwire, and Clemens. I know some people will say Sammy Sosa as well.
So that's really the writers. I don't think this decision by Rob Manfred affects the writers that much. They're still going to have the bias against these guys.
Okay.
And that's where I'm kind of curious, because Bochy told us yesterday, he was like, look, they have a committee. They have this committee for a purpose.
And he also said he was surprised that this got reversed.
I'm with him because he's a manager and he's like, hold on, I can do that.
Yeah.
He would never because of his legacy. Like that makes a lot of sense, but it's not the same thing because those writers have the bias of we don't want to let cheaters in. And at that time, and that's why I'm kind of curious on Pete Rose. There's no guarantee he's going to get in. He's just eligible now.
Yeah.
It's more likely that Shoeless Joe Jackson gets in and Pete Rose stays out.
Do you think that's because there's question about whether or not Shoeless Joe Jackson actually did this?
What did Shoeless Joe Jackson do? He basically got punished for snitching, all right? Or not snitching. He was like, I'm not going to tell on anybody. Deal with it. And they were like, all right.
And there does seem to be some contention about whether or not he was actually involved in anything.
Whereas, I watched Eight Men Out, Kevin. John Cusack proved to me
that he was innocent.
And so did Ray Liotta. They had nothing to do with it.
Okay. Well,
in Field of Dreams.
Whereas Pete Rose, he's like, oh, yeah, definitely. Did you want me to autograph your baseball that said I bet on baseball? Yeah. Absolutely.
And so that's where it's, for me, it just feels like the writer's bias and current bias. Again, 20 years down the road, 50 years down the road, 100 years down the road, they may look at Pete Rose and go, oh, no, that's actually more like we look at Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
No, dude, he deserved it. You know, he deserved to be in. Damn all that other stuff. But with the Barry Bonds thing, I've still stand by this. They were famous and big in the game. And they're a big story, a big portion of the game. Just because the game doesn't like the story that was told doesn't mean that the story shouldn't be told.
You know what? That's a great point because I'm going to read this to you from the Baseball Writers of America. These are the guidelines that they have for voting. Voting shall be based upon the player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contributions to the teams on which the player played. All right.
Okay.
Are you retroactively going back and taking Ty Cobb out of the
for
Hall
real?
Of Fame?
Yeah.
Because by every account, whether it was sexism, racism, he was a miserable son of a bitch.
Mickey Mantle was a drunk.
So if we're retroactively judging the morals of these people, that's one thing. And if you're like, but that morals didn't impact the game like Pete Rose did, or maybe Shoeless Joe Jackson. I hear you, but that's not totally what the, you know, what the bylines say about how you should vote.
Yeah, just because you didn't like a guy and the way he treated you.
Yes.
Doesn't mean, but that being said, they're like, you can't tell me how to vote.
Yeah, I mean, look.
So
I am going to be really intrigued in 2027, 2028, 2027.
So we got to wait 2 years before Kevin's intrigued.
No, well, just for this specifically, okay. I'm intrigued about if the Stars win tonight. I just want to see how that vote goes when
you.
The screening committee meets in December of 2027, because I think a lot of people just assume this is a rubber stamp, and maybe it will be. Maybe we'll look at the voting and be like 98%. Okay, he's good. But I don't know. I honestly can't say for sure that I think he's just going to be a lock into the Hall of Fame.
I'm also very surprised I've had this much of a hot take on all this, considering like I had very little to deal with this whenever I was growing up. I just read books about it. But the feeling I get from it is a lot of this hasn't been right. And I'm hoping, you know, they recognize what the game has been.
Yeah.
Warts and all, man.
From the 812, gambling was illegal. PEDs were not simple. But I hear what you're saying. And if that's your worldview, I totally get it. But look at all facets of society. Doesn't a lot of society judge based off of modern ideals versus like the way it used to be? Like, there are lots of things that people have gotten in trouble for. You're like, nobody cared back then. And so I think that's what some people are doing. They're like, how could you use steroids, you bastard?
And not all illegal things are problematic right now.
Yes, that's true. But like, you cheated the game. And they could be like, but it wasn't illegal at the time. Yeah, but now, now I know. What about all the players who use greenies or amphetamines? Oh, that's different. Is it? Tell me more about that.
Yeah. What about this torpedo bat thing?
Yeah, that really...
Whenever they make those illegal.
Doesn't it seem like that fad went away really quick? Not that saying that people
don't...
It
still exists,
I'm not saying people don't use the talk torpedo about bat. But didn't it feel like we were going to have to halt baseball for like 2 weeks and have a big summit about whether or not you could use these
bats?
All
companies were just going to start making those bats.
Yeah. They were like, why would we make a regular bat? That's stupid.
This is a ridiculous thought.
It looked like it was going to go the way of the donut with the cronuts, but that is not what came to pass.
Yeah, since Mike went to TV, that really lost some steam, didn't
No it? Comprende.
Thanks, okay, Mike.
Well, he's changing that. I think you guys should be able to get this. MLB.com listed a power ranking of their hitters. Who do you think is the number one hitter? I believe in you guys.
Aaron Judge.
I think he can do this. Yes, Aaron Judge is number one. Last week, number one.
Yeah.
Probably every week, number one. Because he's still putting up the most ridiculous statistics we have seen, probably since that Bond season, but maybe in a really long time.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I just saw this at the end of our Pete Rose conversation. Did you see Trevor Bauer's post?
I did not. I'm guessing it's let me back into baseball or something.
Since Pete's welcome back now, does that go for everyone who's been blackballed, or do you actually have to be guilty of something to qualify for
that? And that's the thing. Like, that actually fits in with our conversation. He died. That's the weird thing. The reason why Pete Rose is eligible now is because he's dead. Died.
Yep.
And like all the other people that we mentioned, Bonds,
you can't benefit
Sosa,
off of it, but we can.
McGuire, Clemens, A-Rod, it still feels like they're blacklisted, or at least the Hall of Fame voting would say that they're blacklisted. Do you think that, like, if he ever, I don't know, went about things a different way, that maybe Trevor Bauer would have a better shot? Like, I get it, and I understand that he feels like his career was taken away.
Hand?
Yeah, if he, like, came up and goes, hey.
Humble.
I'm so glad to see about Pete Rose. I also feel, you know, as though things were taken away from me. I would love the opportunity to show that, blah, whatever, instead of being like, yeah, what's up, bitches? Did you just see I struck out 17 people in this league game that you've never heard about before? Just a thought. Sorry, I used that word twice.
The 817, doing adult films isn't illegal, but still frowned upon.
Yes.
By some.
From the 817, oh, good point. Yeah. Yeah, Corey, like Kevin wanting to do drugs all of a sudden.
Yeah, this weird situation just popped up out of nowhere. He's like, hey, bring me the drugs.
Just one. I'll take one drug, please. For the KNC masterpiece. That's probably
They're
not
like,
how that
we
works.
Only sell in bulk.
Yeah, that's
like,
probably not how that
today,
works.
Then.
Oh, man, is there a Costco for drugs? Because you like you get a better deal, but you just have to buy like a lot of it. I don't know. I have lots of questions.
Yeah,
coming up next, though.
You got to go to Mexico.
Okay. Is George Pickens getting a clean slate with the organization and the Cowboys fan base? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. one connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.